May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We mark the first Sunday of Advent today, opening a new year for the church. Advent is a season of waiting, patient and expectant waiting. Looking forward to the awesome and mysterious birth of the Christ child, the Messiah, who heralds salvation for all humankind. Maintaining an attitude of patient waiting, however, can present a challenge. Getting caught up in the commercialism of the secular culture that's all around us, we rush to adorn our personal spaces and even our bodies with festive hangings and attire. We shop until we drop, and we overcommit to a multitude of activities. If we aren't very careful and intentional, we can catch ourselves leapfrogging over these 4 weeks of Advent to get to the big event as quickly as possible. That event being, of course, Christmas. But before you get drawn into all that craziness, I would like to grab onto your coattails and coax you back to a quieter place. Perhaps to a place and a space where you can pause and ponder the mystery of Christmas, of the incarnation of Christ. It is often said that Episcopalians and Anglicans in general are an incarnational people. We are also Easter people, of course, but before we can go there, we Episcopalians believe it's important to pay attention to the incarnation, to sit a bit with the mystery of God's choosing to live among us in human flesh, in the real live person of Jesus of Nazareth. An essential point of our understanding of the incarnation is its proclamation of a God dwelling among us, who not only creates, but also restores the dignity of human nature. So ponder the mystery now for just a moment, if you will. We don't know how Jesus became human. We don't understand how he was able to do the things he did during his time on earth. And it is easy to skip the questions of how and why as we prepare for the celebration of his birth. So why do it at all? Why don't we just jump right into the party? And yet, may I suggest that this year we think of the waiting and the pondering as a gift from God to our spirit. Waiting is part of the human experience, right? We wait at stoplights and in lines for food. We wait for medical appointments, for our caseworkers or our family's attention, and for help with all manner of services and situations. We wait for healing for ourselves and for others. We wait to grow up. As Christians, we wait for the arrival of the Messiah as a babe in Bethlehem. And at the same time, we wait for the arrival of the Messiah on the last day, when God will heal all of creation, including our pain and loss and brokenness, and will wipe away every tear from our eyes. But waiting often makes us very anxious. How then do we frame our waiting as a gift? One suggestion is to see Advent as a precious, holy, and defined period to prayerfully ponder the mystery and meaning of Christ's breaking into space and time in human flesh. For example, what does it mean for you that Jesus arrived in the form of a tiny baby? That he was born in Nowheresville and grew up in humble circumstances? What do you make of the fact that God chose to inhabit a brown body? The incarnation provides a foundation for Anglican optimism about humankind. We might consider its lesson about the worth of all human bodies, about how very much God loves these people that God created and called very good. Perhaps we will be able to see all bodies differently, most especially those that are different from our own. Is God teaching us that every body, everywhere, deserves dignity and respect? Do we have a mandate from the Almighty One to heal and to comfort all those bodies, the sick and the lonely, those who sit on our sidewalks or at our borders, waiting patiently themselves? Is God calling us to share our resources generously and to reach out to people everywhere who are in distress? Because Jesus, the Word, became flesh and lived right here among us. In this season of Advent, I invite you then to slow down and take some time to think deeply about the mystery of Jesus' birth and what his incarnation, his coming as a human like us, means to you and for you as his disciple. It takes a little discipline to pause from the busyness, to reserve some quiet time, to wait with patience, and to ponder this awesome mystery that is the foundation of our faith. If you do, I think you will find it is time well spent, and you may feel yourself blessed with this gift, with a sense of peace, an understanding of God's blessing and call to us as a human community in the flesh to walk this earth together in a bond of mutual love and respect, enacting our hope and expectation for a better day. In one of the classic Advent hymns, we sing, O come, Emmanuel, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad divisions cease, and be thyself our King of peace. May we know that peace in the weeks to come. Amen.